Hello, and welcome to today's Microsoft Virtual Academy, getting started with Microsoft Azure Active Directory, module number 2. With me, Todd Lamoth. Todd, how's it going?
Very good, thanks.
So today, what we'll be talking about, we've already covered the introduction to Microsoft Azure Active Directory. Next up, multi-factor authentication. We briefly touched this on the first module in terms of the capability and the ease of capability
enable
this, right? So let's look at it quickly here before we actually get into the demo. So what is multi-factor authentication specifically for Azure? You know, we run into a situation where we're trying to enable individuals across a multitude of devices and a multitude of SaaS applications and a multitude of on-prem applications. And there are sometimes security requirements that dictate, you know, I need to ensure that it's a two-step authentication process to allow this individual to access this information. You know, security requirements or, you know, organizational requirements that surround this. And so in Azure Active Directory Premium is the ability to enable multi-factor authentication to prevent unauthorized access to said applications, and it's very quick and easy to implement this, which we'll be highlighting in the demo in just a second. So how it works, you know, multi-factor authentication can be done in three ways. It can be an application that runs on your mobile device itself. It can actually be a phone call, and the phone call is pretty interesting in that you would set up a PIN, and then you would receive a phone call on your phone, you enter your PIN, and you're authenticated to your application. Or text message, which you've probably done in the past in terms of you get a text message that would say, here's your PIN, enter this PIN, and you would gain access.
Yep.
We were talking about this earlier before the recording. I've actually implemented this multi-factor authentication at home on my Xbox so that you know, I can control my son's playing habits or my daughter's viewing ability in terms of what they're watching. You know, another, it's a side of how this multi-factor authentication can be utilized, but I've seen a lot of organizations deploy Xboxes as their media room.
Right.
In their boardrooms, and enabling multi-factor authentication ensures that only the right people have access to these devices, because again, they have access into, if allowed, into one's infrastructure, and it could be malicious if not protected.
Yep.
So how does this actually work? So what in essence happens is there's a call out through LDAP to has the credentials for that individual in terms of how the authentication is going to be enabled, whether it be through phone, text message, or through the phone call. And then the multi-factor authentication service is pinged when the individual is trying to gain access to said infrastructure or said information. When the multi-factor authentication service is pinged, it's obviously notified on the device, either by phone call, by text message, or through the authenticator app. And then the individual enters the information either in said application or in said cloud application on the device to allow for this enablement. This too is synchronized with Microsoft Azure Active Directory, either in a federated or synchronized sense, for that same type of authentication, specifically for SaaS applications for this type of enablement. So there is also multi-factor authentication for Office 365, which I think you've had a dabble in as well. One word of advice, if you are going to go in future with the multi-factor authentication capability on Azure, it is recommended you go with that route first, because if you do implement the Office 365 multi-factor authentication, which is available, and in some scenarios you don't need an AD account for every individual, but if you want to then migrate over to Azure AD, you would have to remove your implementation of Office 365 multi-factor authentication and then restart again with the Azure Active Directory.
Did you
have a experience with that when you did the implementation?
The school board, no, we didn't turn on two-factor at the Office 365 level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's for those organizations that are going to be going that route, definitely plan on doing the Azure Active Directory multi-factor authentication. If you're never going to go down that route, and sometimes in education, you know, students are only given the Office 365 identity, so it's not required, but it is required for multi-factor, then you're fine just doing that implementation.
That's right.
So Todd's going to take us through the demo of enabling multi-factor authentication. You too can follow along at home, http://aka.ms/canitpro/azure-ad-connect-lab. This is a free lab that you're able to access through the TechNet vLabs from your machine, and Todd's actually going to walk us through the demo right now.
Very good. Yes, I'll bring it through. So I'm on my homepage for my Azure. You can see my different companies again. So Azure AD is the one we created in the last module. I click on it. I'm going to go up to my configure. And we see multi-factor authentication just kind of appear there. So halfway down the screen, once it loads, it's there. You click on it. It opens up a new page. And in this case, I'm going to allow users to create app passwords to sign into non-browser applications, which is great. So things like Xbox or other devices that don't really have a good browser and you need to be able to connect, it can generate that one-time password type thing. So I'll click on users as well. So this is really where we need to go. Here she comes. And in this case here, I've created a user called Lori in here. So you have the option to select anybody, or you can just check off. In this case, I'm just checking off the one person, and I'm going to go over here to the right, and I'm clicking enable. It's asking me, do I want to enable multi-factor auth? I'm saying yes, and I'm going to click enable. Update successful. I click close. So that part is done. Let me switch over to an in-private browsing session, and let's have a look at how this works.
So as you can see, the implementation is actually very quick. It's not a lot of steps to do enable this. And so now we're going to actually show how what's happened now and the fact that this has been enabled.
I did that faster than you can brew a pot of coffee.
Pretty much.
Oh, no, it's still logging with the password. Yep, so it's saying, prompting me right now, hey, you need to have additional security because we turned on two-factor. So let's set it up now. So the option I have here is to select either an office phone or a mobile phone, or the mobile app or an office phone. So I have the option. Mobile app is great. You download the application from the App Store, whatever version of the store you're using, whether it be Windows Phone, iOS, or Android. And then you'll get, once that's done, you can do a notification or a one-time password. So notification, what happens is, if I click setup, it'll give me like a barcode. So you'll get like a 2D barcode, as you can see here, or 3D, I guess it's 2D barcode, not 3D yet. Yeah. it's a 2D barcode. You just kind of use your camera in the phone, take a picture of it, and it will set up. And then once it connects, it'll actually come up and start prompting you on the screen. It's so, pretty handy.
So the picture itself is actually taken within the Authenticator app. So once you've loaded the application on your device, there is the option to taking the picture, emits the application to authenticate this multi-factor capability on the Authenticator app.
That's correct, yeah. And it's pretty handy. So again, you can do that here. The other option, again, is the office phone where you can set up a phone and with an extension, it will either call you, because it calls you and tells you that, hey, you've got, you want to set this thing up. So that's really, and then also we'll do SMS as well. So I know there's two ways. I've done both where I've had it call me because the phone I was on, for example, the Xbox, setting it up, didn't have my cell phone handy. I'm like, oh man, what am I going to do? I'll just have it call me. So you put the number in, it calls the house. You know, this is your number. You put it into the Xbox for the password, and then away you go. So really, really straightforward.
The pin in that scenario is captured on Active Directory as object, right? It's attached to your profile. So, and that can be changed by the IT professional at any time.
That's right.
If it's required, if somebody leaves the organization and tries to authenticate, change the password right away, and they no longer have access.
That's right, exactly. Yep. I mean, with Azure Sync and stuff too, you can also have it set up so you disable that account, it'll sync up and does that as well. So,
now remember, you two at home can follow along with this lab or complete this lab. HTTP, WACWAC, aka.ms, WAC, CanITPro, Azure AD Connect Lab. I know it's a mouthful, but the quickest way to offer this lab up to you, the viewers, to actually follow along and to do this lab on your own time in conjunction with Module 1 that we just broadcasted.
I can't stress how simple it is to set up.
Yeah,
and all your admin accounts, you should have it turned on.
Also, as an added resource, you know, the blog, HTTP, www.canitpro.net, a great resource that Todd Lamoth and others write for to share their knowledge and their real-world experiences with you. As always, the TechNet Evaluation Center to, you know, grab the latest and greatest in terms of software, you know, and for this lab to do the Active Directory Connect, Azure Active Directory Connect through Windows Server 2012 R2, grabbing the bits from there. Also, the TechNet vLabs, as we've talked about, the virtual labs, and of course, Microsoft Virtual Academy. So with that, we will be on to Module 3, so stay tuned.